This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين my beloved brothers and sisters السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله رب العالمين always and forever begin with the praise and the thanks of Allah أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله we testify that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah سبحانه وتعالى and we send our love and greeting salutations to our beloved نبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم to his pious and his pure family to his companions and all those who follow his sunnah until the end of time May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to be amongst them. Ameen. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, I made it to Jummah today. From last week, I was a bit late. I came after the fact due to the traffic accident. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us safety. Ameen. And Alhamdulillah, the 23rd night of Ramadan is upon us tonight, this evening. We have already finished 22 days of Ramadan. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with those 22 days. We can only imagine how much, just for us to reflect on, that one day of Ramadan is valued, if it's accepted, more than an entire lifetime of sunnah fasting. If you fasted your entire life, it would not equal one day of Ramadan. And so Allah has given us 22 of those days, alhamdulillah. Allah accept from us, ameen. And grant us the ability to achieve what is left, especially if Laylatul Qadr is on the days ahead. May Allah grant us to succeed in that, ameen. We continue with our series on how to make your dreams come true through dua. And as we move towards the last 10 nights of Ramadan, we know that in Laylatul Qadr, it is also the night of, in fact, it's called Laylatul Qadr, not the night of power, the night of decree. It's the night of decision making. It is the night where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will measure out the proportions of the creation. Who will get how much money? Who will live? Who will die? All the list of the people that will be born in the next 12 months. So if you are desperate for a child, this is the time to ask for that child. If we are worried about whether we will live until the next year, this is the time we make dua. As the Nabi Sallam mentioned, that dua changes qadr even. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change the qadr through dua. That job promotion, it is going to be decided now in these last few nights of Ramadan, bi'idhnillah. And so whatever you want, your dreams can come true through your dua. And many people, when they look at dua, they find it's difficult to make dua. I find that many of us, we struggle to make dua, at least one-on-one with Allah, to speak to Allah directly. We find it easier to sit in a jama'ah, and that's good, that's fine. Jama'ah dua is fine. We all say ameen together, and inshallah one of us is a pious person, and Allah accepts the dua, and we all get it. But it's important that we make our individual du'as. And so today we're going through some of the du'as of the Anbiya to look at how they made du'a, to learn from them, so that when you make your du'a this evening, or this afternoon, or today, look at how the Anbiya did it. And also to think about those things that prevent you. So you ask people, why don't you make du'a? And they will say, I'm too sinful to make du'a. I've done so much sin, how do I ask Allah? Allah, or I'm insignificant, or my problems are too much, or I don't even know how to make du'a. So we'll go through some of these things that prevent us from reaching out to Allah. Let's look at the dua of Nabi Adam. How many of us feel that I'm coming to Allah now in my old days? Many years have passed, I never spoke to Allah. I was a very naughty person, negligent person throughout my life. I've fallen. Or maybe you're a person that, you know, you were close to Allah. You were doing good deeds, and then you've completely lost touch with Allah. And now you say, how do I go back to Allah? I'm too far gone. Now think of Nabi Adam. Nabi Adam was close to Allah in Jannah. And Allah spoke to him directly. And then of course, he made a mistake, and he was sent down to the dunya. The word dunya, dana, means the lowest. From the highest to the lowest. And so for him to be pushed so far away from Allah, it feels like, how do I get back to Allah? This distance is too big. But قَالَ the minute Nabi Adam and Hawa, our mother and our father, committed the sin and they were expelled from Jannah, what did they do? They said, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Oh Allah, we have wronged ourselves. We have committed sin against ourselves. وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا. And oh Allah, if you don't forgive us and pardon our sins, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, then we will forever be lost. Allah's response, فَتَلَقَّى آدَمْ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتِ. Immediately, and you will see, I want you just to notice something. Wherever the dua is made, look at the next ayah, the beginning of the ayah. The first letter is the fa. That fatalaqqa. That fa means immediately. That fa is for immediacy. Now let's see all these ayat. So Nabi Adam made a major sin, was sent out, cast out of Jannah. And then he makes a dua, Ya Allah, I made a sin. Forgive me. Fatalaqqa. Immediately, he received a response from Allah. Min rabbihi. Kalimat, he received words from Allah. Fataba alayhi. So Allah made tawbah. And I said the word tawbah is Allah returned to him. Allah came back to him. Inna huwa tawwabur rahim. And Allah says, I'm forever returning to you. If you want to come back, there is no such thing as you're cut off. So whenever you feel too distant from Allah, think of Nabi Adam and raise your hands, and immediately Allah will respond. Maybe you committed. Now one might say, okay, Nabi Adam, he ate and he made a, in our estimation, maybe not such a big sin. Nabi Yunus made perhaps a bigger infringement. Nabi Yunus, alayhi salam, he spoke to his people. He told them to believe. They didn't listen to him. And so then the punishment was decreed. And when Allah sends the punishment, there's no way you can stop it. There's no stopping it. Now, once that button is pushed, khalas, it's going to come. And Nabi Yunus basically gave up before the time, and he left his people, and he went. And he left before Allah had given him permission to leave. He left his post before he was allowed to leave. And then we know, of course, while he was on the ocean would not settle until Nabi Yunus had to jump into the ocean, and then he was swallowed up in the whale. And so, subhanAllah, his punishment, if we could say, for leaving his post was, he was swallowed alive in the belly of the whale. And he's sitting there in the darkness of the belly of the whale, being digested in the ocean, knowing that he committed something he shouldn't have done. Wadhannun, Allah says, and Allah calls Nabi Yunus Dhannun, the one who was angry, because he was angry with his people, was frustrated, and he left. Wadhannun, idh dhahaba mughadiban, when he left his people angry. Fadhanna an lan naqdira alayhi, and not, Allah says that he thought we would not catch up with him. Obviously Nabi Yunus knew he can't escape Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but his anger got the better of him. Now he's in the whale, and he knows, subhanallah, I made a big mistake. Fanada, and then he called out, fi dhulamat, in the darkness he called out to Allah. La ilaha illa anta. And this is the best way to make dua. You begin with, Ya Allah, there is none I can turn to other than you. There is none I worship other than you. La ilaha illa anta. There is no Lord but you, Allah. Subhanaka, glory be to you. Inni kuntu min al-dhalimin. I made a mistake, Ya Allah. What's the next ayah? Fastajabna. Immediately that fa. Immediately we answered him. Fastajabnahu. Wa najjaynahu. And we saved him min al-gham. From his difficulty, his distress. Wa kadhalika najji al-mu'minin. And that's how we save the believers. And then subhanAllah, just an interesting tidbit about Nabi Yunus. After he was saved, he expected when he came to his people they would be destroyed, because the punishment was on its way. You can't stop it. When he got there, his people were fine. And so Allah says in the Quran, the only people that Allah prevented the punishment after it was sent was Nabi Yunus's people. So this istighfar of Nabi Yunus, it worked out so beautifully, not just for him, but even for his people. Maybe Allah, the lesson of Nabi Yunus is, it's never ever too late. Even in the middle of the adab, the punishment was upon them. And Allah averted the punishment. Even though this is not the standard sunnah, don't ever think you're too far, too late to make dua now. You might be thinking, Ya Allah, I've come through 22 days of Ramadan, I left my sinful actions, but the love for that sin is still there. I'm itching to go back. In the back of my mind, I'm thinking, the minute, you know, Eid comes, I'm going to go back to those sins. And why is it like that? My fasting, is it not being accepted? It's human to feel that way. And if you think about temptation and desire and all those things that you struggle with, you're not alone. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam felt the same way. Nabi Yusuf, as we know with the story, the ladies wanted him because he was so beautiful. They wanted to seduce him. Now he didn't say, I don't want these ladies. He says, Qala Rabbi, as-sijnu ahabbu ilay. And they said, we are going to, if you don't do what we tell you to do, you don't perform for us, you're going to go to jail. So he says, oh Allah, jail is better for me than what they are calling to me. Wa illa tasrif anni. If you don't help me now in this situation, anni kaydahun asubbu ilayhin. If you don't intervene now, Allah, I'm going to give in to them. Because I want to give in to them. I want to be with them. He's only a man. And these are women calling him. So he says, Ya Allah, I want to be with them. So if you don't help me now in this situation, I'm going to fall into sin. Wa akun min al-jahilin. And I will be of the jahilin. I'll be of those who are ignorant. The next ayah. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. So we answered him. He called out to us in the middle of that moment when he was about to commit sin. We answered him. فَصَرَفَ عَنْهُ كَيْدَهُنَّ. And so we saved him from their plot. إِنَّهُ وَالسَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. We hear everything and we are all knowing. Maybe you are in a situation where you feel there is no answers. You know, you might think, my situation is so bad, I don't even know what to make dua for, because there's no, all the doors are locked, there's nothing I can do. Then think about Asiya alayhi salatu salam, the wife of Fir'aun. Where could she turn to? She's married to the worst person in history. Well, Fir'aun is the worst of the worst. She's married to him. He's the most powerful man in the world. She can't run away. She's locked in her palace. She's a prisoner. She's forced. Can you imagine? If this man killed babies, what do you think he did to his wife behind the scenes? What do you think he did to her? And so she had no way out. And so she made dua. Wadarab Allah says, and he gives you the example of a good lady, a pious lady, the wife of Fir'aun. إِذْ قَالَتْ, she said, رَبِّ بِنْ لِي عِنْدَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Oh Allah, I have no way out in the dunya, so I make dua that you build for me a palace with you in Jannah. وَنَجِّنِي مِنْ فِرْعَوْنَ. And please, Ya Allah, save me from Fir'aun وَعَمَلِهِ and his actions. Don't let me be like him. وَنَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِ. And save me from his people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved her. And Nabi Ibrahim, sometimes, maybe the dua is not for yourself, our brothers and sisters in Palestine, maybe it's a family member, where you can't help them. All you can do is make dua, but you are powerless. Your kids, whatever it might be, how many of us have family members? We so much wish good for them, but you know they're unable to fix their problems. So you just stand on the outside and you feel powerless. Nabi Ibrahim was like that when he left Nabi Ismail and Hajar in Mecca. He had to leave them in the middle of nowhere and he had to walk away. And so he says, رَبَّنَا إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. I've left my family. بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ. In an open barren, in the middle of the desert. إِنَّكَ بَيْتِ الْمُحَرَّمِ. At the haram. رَبَّنَا. I've left them there so that they may establish salah. So then he says, Ya Allah, I've done what you commanded me to do. فَجَعَلْ أَفْئِدَةَ مِنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ. So please, Allah, send some people to help them. I can't help them. Please make a way for them. Send some people to take pity on them. وَرْزُقْهُمْ مِنْ ثَمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ. And feed them. So they had no water, no drink. So when you feel powerless in the situation, think of Nabi Ibrahim. He didn't have any way to help. Make that dua and turn to Allah. Some people, subhanAllah, they've experienced such a difficult, traumatic experience. Some things you can make dua for. You know, I lost the contract, I make dua for a new contract and a better one. You know, the car was an accident, I make dua, Ya Allah, grant me a replacement. But some things cannot be replaced. If you lost a loved one, you make dua. You can't say, Ya Allah, replace this son for another son. And so think about Nabi Ya'qub, who lost the thing he loved the most in his life. Nabi Yusuf. All his dreams and his hopes was on this boy who's going to grow up to be a Nabi. He had so many kids and none of them were going to be Anbiya. But this boy, Allah had given him a righteous, pious boy. And he's going to be a Nabi. And then as we know, he was lost. And there's perhaps no more painful experience than not losing a child through death is beyond difficult. In our series on Qiyamah, we said any parent who loses a child, it will be a kafara. They will get a guarantee to Jannah if they are patient. But perhaps even more than losing a child through death is not knowing where their child is, lost. Are they alive? Are they okay? Are they struggling? Nabi Ya'qub went through this for 30 years. 30, 40 years. Nabi Yusuf was a small boy and he only reconnects when he's a big man. So think about Nabi Ya'qub every single day. Make qala innama, he says to his sons, innama ashku bathi wa huzni ila Allah. That I pour out my grief and my sorrow to Allah every day, every night, only to Allah. You don't see me moping around crying and being a misery on you guys. But when I'm alone with Allah, when I make my salah, my dua, then I cry to him, ila Allah. Wa'alam min Allahi ma la ta'alamun. And why am I so sad? You don't know what I know. Then he says, ya bunay, idhabu فَحَسَّسُ مِنْ يُوسُفْ. It's been 40 years, my boys, but still don't give up hope that we'll find him. Don't give up hope. وَلَا تَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ. Because you don't give up hope in the mercy of Allah. That's what he says to his sons. I will never ever give up hope searching for Yusuf, making dua, because I don't give up hope in the mercy of Allah. So if you think that one thing is irreplaceable, nothing is irreplaceable to Allah. And then he says, إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْئَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And he says the only people that are hopeless when it comes to dua in Allah are people who disbelieve in Allah. One of the names of Iblis is from Yayas. It means the one who has lost all hope in Allah. He has no hope in Allah anymore. Whereas a believer, when the doctors give you the diagnosis, there is no hope. There is no way forward. The dua is the answer. The dua is the thing that can make the impossible come true. Nabi Ya'qub lost the thing that he loved the most. Nabi Ayyub lost everything. Every single thing he lost. His money, his family, his children, his health, his ability to move, his wife. The only thing that he had was his tongue that he could still make dua. And if you think that I have reached rock bottom, there is nothing that I can, you know, there's, ya Allah, there's nothing more for me. There's nothing left for me. Think of Nabi Ayyub. When he says, إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ, when Nabi Ayyub made dua, مَسَّنِ الدُّرْ, that hardship has come upon me. And beautiful, just look at the adab of the Anbiya. They don't say, ya Allah, you put hardship on me, or you made me sick, which is true. It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows this is a test from Allah. But he says, I have gone through hardship. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِ. But I'm not complaining. You are the most merciful of those who show mercy. He's saying, ya Allah, look at my situation. Nabi Ya'qub is saying, ya Allah, look at my situation. I'm so in despair, and I turn to you for my assistance. The next ayah, فَاسْتَجَبْنَنَا, that fa comes in. لَهُ فَكَشَفْنَا, and immediately we made easy for him. مَا بِهِ مِنْ دُرْ, we removed his difficulty. وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَهْلَهُ, and his family was given back to him. Now, subhanAllah, Nabi Ayyub thought that his kids and his family had died. Maybe they were on a ship, and he thought it sunk. But they weren't, they were still alive. So, out of nowhere, it's like they came back from the dead. They returned to him. وَمِثْلَهُمْ, and more, meaning they came with grandkids, they came with more people. مَعُمْ رَحْمَةً مِنْ عِنْدِنَا, a mercy from us. وَذِكْرَ لِلْعَابِدِينَ, and a reminder for all of my slaves. A reminder for all of you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make the impossible come true through your dua. Don't lose hope in Allah's dua. Sometimes things are so difficult and you say, I don't even know what to ask Allah. I don't know where to begin. And if you feel like that, Nabi Musa felt like that. When Nabi Musa had to run away from Fir'aun, he killed a man by mistake. And so, leaving the palaces, leaving his family, leaving everything, he just had the clothes on his back and he left and he ran into the desert. So he comes to the town. He doesn't know where am I. He doesn't have a plan. He doesn't even have a plan. I don't even know what I need. So somehow I sit in dua and say, I know I'm in a bad situation, in a terrible marriage, in a terrible job, in whatever it is. I don't even know what I want to ask Allah. I just know I'm in misery. Nabi Musa was like that. And so he sits down under a tree, and he obviously, we know the story, he helped those two. While he's sitting there, he sees two girls trying to water the animals, but no one is giving them a chance to help them water. So he gets up, a big, strong young man. He takes the animals from these girls. He waters, he gives the animals the water, and he gives it back to them. فَسَقَى لَهُمَا. So he gave these girls the water. ثُمَّ تَوَلَّى إِلَى ذِلْ. Then he sat under a tree in the shade, thinking about what am I going to do, planning his next step, not knowing what is my next step in life. فَقَالَ, so what does he do? He raises his hands. رَبِّي, and he says, my Lord, إِنِّي لِمَا أَنزَلْتَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَكِيرٍ. Oh Allah, now look at this beautiful, it's like such a raw dua, such a human dua. He says, ya Allah, I'm not even going to ask you anything. Anything you can send me, I'm in need. I need food, I need shelter, I need family, I have nothing, ya Allah. So whatever you want to send me, I'm happy. Whatever you have, send me, ya Allah. Inni bima anzaltu min khayrin faqir. If you can send me any good, Allah is basically saying, ya Allah, if you can send me any good, I'll be very, very appreciative. I'm very desperate. Faja'at, that far again. And then immediately, all of a sudden, one of those two girls came to speak to him. And she said that our father is calling you, and he wants to give you a reward for what you did for us. And so Nabi Musa said, okay. Immediately his dua was answered. And so he went with the girls and he spoke to the father. He told the story. And the father says, no problem. You can live with us and you can marry one of my daughters. So that dua, what did he get after that dua? He got a wife. He got a home. He got a job. He got a family. With this small dua, ya Allah, if you can send me any good, I'll be very appreciative. So Allah answered him, I'm not going to give you one good. I'm going to transform your life immediately. Nabi Musa, subhanAllah, and this is the power of dua. 5 minutes ago, he was on the run for murder, not knowing where to go. 5 minutes later, his whole life is sorted out. 5 minutes later. This is the power of Allah and his du'as. Allah can open a door for you that you could not have imagined it existed. And that's what Allah does. So you might think, okay, Nabi Musa's dua is for, he's asking for things that are reasonable. I want a place, I want just to live, I want to be in peace. Can I ask for the big things? I want to be a billionaire. I want to be the richest man in the world. I want to be the CEO. Is this, are we allowed to ask like that? Look at Nabi Sulaiman. Nabi Sulaiman says, Qala Rabbi ighfir li wa li wa hab. So first, he first makes istighfar. Also context here. Nabi Sulaiman was already a king. And he committed a mistake. He really loved watching horses race. And one day he was watching his horses race. And he was so engrossed in that he missed Asr Salah. And then when he finally realized the time, the sun was already setting. This is in the Quran. And so he felt so terrible that he missed the Salah. And as a test for him, Allah caused someone else to overthrow him. And Allah says there was someone took over his throne. Maybe a jinn took over his throne, or someone else took over. So other mentioned that he became very, very sick. So then he made istighfar. Qala Rabbi ighfirli, oh Allah, forgive me. And now he says, Ya Allah, don't only forgive me, but I want my kingdom back. But I don't only want it back, I want more than that. He says, Qala Rabbi ighfirli, forgive me. Wahabali mulkan, and give me a kingdom, la yambaghi li ahad min ba'di, that will never ever be replicated by anyone else. Give me a kingdom greater than anyone before and anyone after. No one should have the power that I'm. So this is like, you know, you ask, can I be a billionaire? That's small compared to what Nabi Sulaiman is asking. I want to be the greatest man in history. That's what he's asking. After he committed a sin. Subhanallah. Innaka antal wahab. And then he says, because you give without limit. Al-Wahab, the giver. You are the one that gives gifts. Fasakharna. So immediately Allah says, so we answered him. And we gave him the power of the wind. Tajri bi amrihi. By his command, by him pointing a finger, the wind would move. Ruha'a haythu asab. Wherever he directed it. والشياطين كل بناء وغواص. And we made him overpower the jinn so that they could work for him and they could move objects and build things for him. وآخرين مقرنين في الأصفاد. And Allah put chains around the jinn to be under his control. هذا عطاؤنا. Allah says, this is our gift to you, O Sulaiman. فامنن أو أمسك. You can use it or withhold it as you want without limit. The jinn and the wind is for you as you wish. However you want to direct it, you have complete free reign. So you think sometimes, Ya Allah, am I allowed to ask for these extravagant things? I want to travel the world. Think about Nabi Sulaiman's dua. It can't match what Nabi Sulaiman asked, and that's what he got. So ask for everything. And then Nabi Sulaiman makes a second dua, which is very, very beautiful. And this is for all of us who has been gifted with a lot. He then says, Rabbi, awzi'ni, O Allah, help me, an ashkur ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya. Now, Ya Allah, you've given me so much. Give me the ability, help me to give shukr to you. Don't let me be ungrateful. Because I can't even make shukr. I can't be grateful on my own. Ya Allah, I'm asking you to help me to be grateful. So Ya Allah, let me be grateful for the blessings you've given me. Wa ala walidayya, and on my parents. Nabi Dawood was his father. Wa an amala saliha, and that I may use these things to do good works. I don't want just these powers so I can be powerful. I want to do good things with it. Saliha tarudaha, that you are pleased with. Wa adkhilni bi rahmatika fi ibadika salihin. And ultimate, Ya Allah, when all of the things are said and done, let me be a good person. Let me be a good person. That's what he's asking. Let me be a good person. So you might, nothing is too small. Look at the dua of Nabi Musa. He asks, Ya Allah, I'm not asking, I want anything. Just a sticky bread. Just anything, Ya Allah. Nabi Musa is asking. Nabi Sulaiman is asking, I want the kingdom like never ever anyone had. And Allah gave both of them. And Allah gave Nabi Musa more than he asked. Then some might say you shouldn't make dua for miracles. You'd find this at some ulama say, don't make dua for the impossible. But think of Nabi Zakaria. Nabi Zakaria was an old man. And he had the diagnosis long time ago, you're never ever going to have children. His wife was barren, completely barren. And he would make dua for a child, but in his heart of hearts, there was that lingering doubt. It's not going to happen for me. And he walks upon Sayyidina Maryam one day, and he finds that she has fruits there. And so he asked her, where did you get these fruits? You then alone in your room? So she said, no. An angel comes and brings me these fruits, and those fruits were out of season. It wasn't meant you, I mean, it was, I know, summertime, and it was fruits that was meant for the winter. And this revived in his heart that, look, Allah can do everything. So Allah says, so remember what Zakaria, remember Zakaria, إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ Rabbi, he says, my Lord, la tadhanni fardan wa anta khayrul warithin. Oh Allah, don't let me die alone without an heir, and you are the best of those who give blessings. إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيَّةً. When he made a private dua to Allah, he was alone and he made in his mihrab or in the masjid, in tahajjud, he's making a very, between him and Allah, he's talking. قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَذْمُ. And this is also how you make dua. Express the problem in your life. Yes, Allah knows. Ya Allah, my boss is on my head. The deadlines are so much. Whatever it might be, you express your concern. Ya Allah, I'm struggling in my marriage. Ya Allah, the bills can't get paid. Whatever it might be. قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ. Ya Allah, that my bones have become weak. مِنِّي وَاشْتَعَلَ رَأْسِ شَيْبًا. And my hair, look at it, Ya Allah, it's all grey. وَلَمْ أَكُنْ بِدُعَاكِ رَبِّي شَقِيًّا. And yet, Ya Allah, I'm still hopeful in your dua. Even though everything is against me, I still have hope in you and your dua. I've never been unhappy with your dua. You've always been good to me. وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِي مِنْ وَرَائِي. And the reason why I'm asking for a child is I'm scared. After me, what's going to happen? وَكَانَتْ إِمْرَأَتِي آكِرًا. And my wife is also barren. But in spite of all of that, he says, still, Ya Allah, give me a child from you. I'm still asking the impossible. So he lists all the impossibilities. He says, I'm too old. My wife is barren. It's impossible. I'm never going to have a child. But I really want a child. So I'm coming to you and asking for a child. يَرِثُنِي. So that, and not only a child, subhanAllah, this is a dua for all of us. He's not only asking, I don't want a child, Allah. I don't want a son. I want a Nabi. I want a Nabi. I want a child who will be a Nabi. مِنْ آلِ يَعْقُوبِ. The family of Nabi Ya'qub, Nabi Ibrahim. وَجَعَلُوا رَبِّ رَضِيَّ. And a child which you are happy with. Make me happy and you must be happy, Ya Allah. يَا زَكَرِيَّ. Immediately, إِنَّ نُبَشِّرُكَ بِقُلَامِ. Ya Zakariya, I'm giving you the good news. You're going to have a son. His name is Yahya. لَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ سَمِيَّ. That he's going to be called Yahya. And no person before him had the name of Yahya, John. SubhanAllah. Don't even think the impossible when you make dua. Nabi Zakariya is saying, Ya Allah, I know it's impossible, but I'm still asking the question. And so Allah says, then we'll give it to you. If that's what you want, we'll give it to you. And it took him those years. And look, one might even, the Anbiya are only human. In deep down in his heart, he still had that little bit. He was 99%. Yes, Allah will give it to me. But it took him that to see that miracle of Maryam. To say, look, I can also get my miracle. If Maryam is getting her miracle, why can't I get my miracle? And that's what you should think. If Zakaria, Nabi Zakaria got his miracle. If Nabi Sulaiman got his miracle. Why can't I get my miracle? Why can't I get my miracle? And so, whenever you feel distant from Allah, you feel Allah is not with you, situations isn't going right, think of Nabi Muhammad SAW. This is the last dua. At the worst point in his life, we know from the hadith, when Aisha asked him, what was the worst moment in your life? It was this moment, after Ta'if. When the people of Makkah, he couldn't live in Makkah anymore, and he went to Ta'if to ask them, help me. And instead of helping, they were even worse than the Quraysh. They almost stoned him to death. And so, he feels, I've been in Makkah for 10 years, calling them to Islam. I can't even call my own family. They're not even responding to me. I go outside to the next city, and they almost stone me to death. And he sits between Makkah and Medina, just sitting. Bleeding, thinking, I'm a failure as a Nabi. That's what Nabi is feeling. I'm a failure. I am, you know, I have no worth. And then he makes dua. He says, oh Allah, to you I complain of my weakness. I'm complaining. Look how weak I am, Ya Allah. And my lack of resources. I have nothing going for me, Ya Allah. And my humiliation in front of people. I've been humiliated by people. I'm complaining to you, Ya Allah. Look how bad my situation is. And you are the most, and whenever they complain, and this is another trick, the Anbiya, you must complain about your situation. Now, when you complain, you mustn't be ungrateful. Because Allah put you in that situation. So you must complain, Ya Allah, my situation is bad, my job is bad, my marriage is unhappy, but you are the most merciful. So he says, and you are the most merciful of those who show mercy. I'm not complaining about you, Allah, I'm complaining about me. You are the best of the best. But look at my situation. Then he says, Ya Allah, you are the Lord of all the weak people. Of everyone that is weak and suffering, you are their Lord. And you are my Lord also. To whom should I turn to other than you, Ya Allah? Who do you entrust me? Do I go back to Makkah, to the people who wanted to overpower me, or the people of Taif wanted to kill me? What do I do in this situation, Ya Allah? I don't know what to do now, Ya Allah. So then he says, Ya Allah, Nabi Sallallahu says, if you are, so long as you are not angry with me, then I am okay. Then I'll still continue like this, so long as you are not angry with me. But, Ya Allah, so he's saying, Ya Allah, I will continue like this. I will continue being abused and suffering and struggling. I will be happy if nothing changes, so long as you're not happy, if you are not angry with me. This is not a bala. But still, Ya Allah, while I will be patient, I still hope for your protection. I still want you to help me. That is better for me. That is first prize if you can help me. Then he says, and this is a beautiful, beautiful dua for anyone in difficulty. He says, I seek protection. I seek your help in the noor of your face, in the light of your face. Who makes a dua like that? Ya Allah, I seek protection from the noor of your face, which illuminates all the darkness. The light that comes from you casts out all the darkness. And through that light, every affair, every hardship in this world and in the akhirah becomes easy. When you are on my side, everything becomes easy. So may it never be that I should displease you or incur your displeasure or your anger. And I will continue to make dua to you, Ya Allah, until you are pleased with me. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And there is no power and no might but you. I will continue to ask you until things become better. And we know Allah answered immediately, وَالدُّحَى, Surah وَالدُّحَى, مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى. Allah says to the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I have not gone anyway. I still love you very much. وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ أُولَى. Just wait. You're going to see the end will be better than you are now. I have a plan for you in time. So inshallah, we know that the night of Laylatul Qadr, inshallah, could be upon us this evening or in the next few days. And as we said, this is the night where the du'as are answered more than any other night of the year. This is the night where decrees are made and decisions are made. When doors can be opened that you didn't know even existed. When promotions will be given out. Children and gifts and rewards. Everything in the kingdom of Allah can be given. As he says in the hadith, that even if all the jinn and all the humans were to come together and ask me and ask me and ask me, and I give all of them what they wanted, it would not diminish me even like a drop out of the ocean. That is who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. So, inshallah, with your tahajjud and your dhikr and all the ibadats you're doing, make that sincere dua from your heart. Ask Allah for the impossible. Ask Allah to fix your situation. And may Allah grant us the best in the dunya and the akhirah. Alhamdulillah. A reminder that our Qiyamul Layl Salah is at 10 p.m. for those who would like to join. And a reminder for anyone who wants to start paying their fitrah and their fidya. And the Maharajan, if you'd like to sponsor a pot of food on the day of Eid, what a beautiful way to enjoy your Eid, to feed poor people and hungry people, inshallah. You can speak to Buddha Talib at the back. Shukran so much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.